Yeah, there is. It's called automobiles.
Uh-huh.
Yep, they called them automobiles when they first come out.
Uh-huh.
Now it's cars.
Say, if you wanted to chop a log, you could drive two stakes in the ground make an X like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd call that a...
Now I know what you're talking about now, too. That's the way we used to saw up poles for stove wood or anything, mm-hmm. firewood, and we'd clean up a new ground. Mm-hmm. Now I can't remember now what that was called. What was it?
Did you ever hear wood rack or saw?
It must have been a wood rack. I forgot that.
What about the
Yeah,
the
I've used them. I know.
It's A-shaped. It had two legs like this and then a board going across the top.
Yeah.
And legs that come out. And you need two of these. And you can set a board between them and saw it.
They got them right out of you. Horses?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, they got them right out of here. But it's been so long since I've used any of them. See, my daddy used to be a carpenter, you know.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. what about something you could use for, say, if you wanted to move some bricks or something? This little thing has a wheel in the front and two handles to it.
A wheelbar?
Uh-huh. And the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney. It's called a stove, you know, that part that goes, carries the smoke out.
Oh, that's the stove flue.
Uh-huh.
The stove flue and the pipes. There's a stove pipe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a flue on top of the house.
Oh, so the pipe runs into the flue?
Yeah, the pipes run. And I know what you're talking about. Now, you see your stove and you got them pipes. Well, you got this bottom joint, and you fit it down to your stove. Well, in the others, you put it on up and put it up in your flue.
Mm-hmm.
It goes up in your flue, well, then your smoke goes on out.
Mm-hmm. What about, Do you ever burn coal? Do you know anything about that?
Very little. I burnt some one time after I left home staying with an old lady. But I didn't like it. It was too smutty in the fireplace. And we had a coal burner in that. No smut you ever seen in your life. I didn't like coal. Yeah, people, that makes good heat all right, the coal do. But I'd rather have the old lighter than wood.
Uh-huh. What about what people would carry coal in?
Oh, buckets is what we always called it.
Mm-hmm. And nowadays, if you went to the store and, say, bought some groceries or something, that the storekeeper would put them in a...
Bags. That's paper bags.
Uh-huh. What about the thing that feed for your cows used to come in?
Big bags.
Mm-hmm.
What? So, some of them was cloth, and some of them was what we call the old grass sacks.
Uh-huh. Was that old grass sack, was that rough brown...
Yeah, that old gray sack, it was woven, you see, mm-hmm. and that's where they put the feed in them.
What else do they call those grass sacks?
There was a gray sack, and I'm going blank again now.
Did you ever hear a croaker sack or toe sack?
Toe sacks, I didn't see it now.
Uh-huh.
I know that they called them that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a toe sacks.
What about gunny sack? Did you ever hear that? Mm-hmm. Gunny sack?
You know, I don't hear out of this year very good.
Uh-huh. Gunny sack.
Gunny?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear it called that?
I don't believe I ever heard it called that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh.
And this is something that you can play, you blow on, like...
Bubbles?
It's a musical instrument.
Oh!
You know, you take it and blow on it like this?
It ain't a juice harp.
What's a juice harp like? That's something you twang.
Yeah, that's something you play.
What about something kind of like that, but it's long like this and maybe shaped like this, and you take it and you blow on it.
On a comb?
I was thinking it's a kind of a harp.
It is. Oh, I know what you're talking about. We always call them the French harps.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, gracious.